Hello, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. And today is the Tuesday of the first week of Lent. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgression." The Gospel of the Lord. Sisters and brothers in Christ, I believe that the world will be a better place if we all listen to the Word of God, read the words of God, and allow the Word and the words of God to permeate our souls. Through the prophet Isaiah, in today's first reading, the Lord says that His word shall not return to Him void, but shall do His will, achieving the end for which He sent it. Our problem is, we do not take the time to read the words of God in Scripture, so we do not hear the word of God speak to our hearts, permeate our souls, and transforms us. If we pray the Lord's Prayer or the Our Father every day with contrite and humble hearts, we can change the world because the Word and words of God will change us first, heal us first. There are so many resources and apps out there to help us grow in faith. We just need to have the will to do so. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Let the Spirit guide us, and strengthen our flesh. I encourage and challenge our Call to Be One marriage class at St. Albert the Great, engaged couples, to 1. Go to Mass, and 2. Pray for each other and pray with each other. Now, with the Sunday 5 p.m. Mass, is that gears for young adults their age, we actually attend Mass together as a class before they are done with the class and receive their certificate of completion. However, it is up to them if they are willing to allow the Word and words of God into their lives as married couples. Just as Jesus says, "Those who have eyes ought to see, and those who have ears ought to hear." Amen.